Blackstone presents Blown Away, Refinding Life After My Son's Suicide by Richard Boothby. This book is read by L.J. Ganser. For Him. Even in our sleep, pain, which cannot forget, falls drop by drop upon the heart, until in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. Aeschylus. It's a little oval box. Perched atop the dark hardwood lid is a little turtle, carved by a skilled hand. Its head is raised, straining from under the shell, as if to get a slightly better view. A gift from me. I found it again when we were going through the things in his apartment. It was the perfect vessel for the scattering. The dark recesses of its rough-grained floor are still lightly dusted with my son's ashes. Chapter 1. Sunday, March 12th. He's dead. The voice on the phone is strained, rasping, almost inhuman. It is a voice frantic with misery, forced to speak yet choked with agony at its own sounding. It's my ex-wife's voice, and to my horror I know immediately what it is saying. He's dead, she says again. Her voice lowering to a strangled whisper, the unexpected intimacy of which redoubles its impact. The room spins. I grab for the edge of the table. I'm outside myself, watching and listening to myself as to some other person, in some other time and place. I see myself look at my watch. 10 minutes to 11. I feel my mouth begin to move and hear my own voice echoing in some other room. What's happened, Lainey? Tell me from the beginning. The barest movement of wind brushes her honey-colored hair as the late afternoon sun washes a stand of pines at the far edge of the field. The golden grass is dreamy beneath the green boughs. We are both 16, stunned by the amazement of finding a fellow creature to whom we can pour our hearts out. I don't know, she says, and begins to cry. A policeman came to the door and said I needed to call a number, and he gave me a piece of paper with the number written on it. When I saw that it was Anna's number, I knew that something terrible had happened. He's clowning, with my lime-green ski hat pulled down over his 2-year-old head, twirling in the middle of the living room floor until he falls down laughing. She pauses to gather herself. The policeman told me he would stay while I called. Anna answered and said, "He's gone, Elaine."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?